ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So they're called Arunadoi Kripta. So Arun means the reddish luster which appears in the night sky just before the sun comes. So this is a kirtan to be sung just before dawn. And it describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rise before dawn. This is in his Navadvipa Leela before he took sannyas. So just as the sun was preparing to rise, Lord Chaitanya himself, who is the Dvijamani, the jewel amongst the twice-born, he also rose. And taking all his devotees with him, he went out into the neighboring towns and villages and chanted Hare Krishna. This is a good lesson for us, that we should rise early and chant Hare Krishna. And that we should go out among the public and chant Hare Krishna and preach. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wake up the people by chanting the holy names. So he woke them up literally and figuratively both. He literally woke up those who were still sleeping by playing the mridanga and having the kartals and the kirtan party very loud. And figuratively he woke them up means he woke them from the slumber of material existence by giving them spiritual knowledge. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting with his devotees, they would chant the names of Krishna, such as Mukunda Madhav Yaya Hari. He took great pleasure in chanting his own names. And he asked all the people to also fill their mouths with the vibrations of his own names. They would be chanting with the mridangas playing. His big kartals that make a big noise. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was dancing, his golden form would be shimmering in ecstasy. And his ankle bells would be sounding very sweetly. So they chanted the holy name so that people could hear. And they also admonished them for still sleeping and not chanting Hare Krishna. He told them that this human form of life is very rare. You are simply sleeping, but you are wasting away your valuable human life. You simply waste your nights in sleeping and the days in looking after your body. But you do not realize what a valuable human form of life you have got. But if you don't now take up my advice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, to worship Krishna, then you will fall into a very horrible existence. And we practically see that those who are not engaged in Krishna consciousness, they live a very miserable existence. And those who don't chant Hare Krishna, their future existence will be even more miserable. People don't like to think about this, but in the future they will have to become dogs and cats if they live now, like dogs and cats in the human life. So, every day the sun comes up, and then due course of time it again sets. When the sun rises, you think, now we should get busy, we should go out high again. And in the evening, of course in the evening where there's no electricity, then you can't go on working as you can in the modern age. So it's a time for relaxation after sunset. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, why relax? You're so busy in the day, performing activities meant for the maintenance of your body. But you should be at least as busy for the sake of understanding Krishna.
The devotees are very busy people.
Sometimes non-devotees think that, well, the devotees, they're just wasting their time. They're not working hard like us. But actually, the devotees are working very hard. They don't keep any money for themselves, but they do it to serve and surrender to Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that His holy name is the most wonderful representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is very easy to chant, as Rupa Goswami notes, that anyone who has two lips and a pair of ears and a tongue, they can take advantage of this chanting of Hare Krishna. So it means almost everyone can avail of this chanting. Those who are deaf may be a little critical for them. That is unfortunate for them. Although in England we have a whole group of deaf devotees, they communicate by sign language. I don't know how they chant it. They're devotees.
In England, you said?
But basically, the point is that Krishna consciousness is open to everyone. The highest teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu communicated through Sankirtan. And the training of the expert physician is how to get free from our problems forever. We can get free from our problems forever by chanting Hare Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is so merciful. Although the holy name is different from Krishna, it is non-different from Krishna. This form is very easily available to everyone in Kali. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, comes to this world to teach us to chant Hare Krishna. Many times devotees ask us, well, I have problems with my mind, or how can I control my senses? How can I make advancements in Krishna consciousness? There are so many questions like this. How can I? The answer is chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this advice. We don't probably estimate how valuable the holy name is Krishna. Because we are so fortunate we have the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, we tend to become complacent. And that's why it's important for us to always read the books of Srila Prabhupada. That way, we can always understand who is this Krishna we are praying to. So, yes, the holy name has come for the purpose of uplifting the fallen soul of the Kaliyuga. It is not possible to get delivered simply by our own effort. And actually, in Kali Yuga, what can we do anyway? We're not at all fit for meditation. Apart from the austerities that should be performed along with the yoga system, another major disqualification is that we can't perform such austerities, and another major disqualification we have is that our mind is very disturbed. As far as complex deity worship is concerned, that also is not very suitable for the masses in the modern age, for various reasons. For instance, if we are properly to worship the deities, we should do so in a separate temple, which is very clean and very pure. But everyone in the modern age lives in buildings in which it's all joined together. That means the bathroom, the toilet, the temple room, it's all joined together in one block. So according to Shastra, you can't do puja in such a building. Because it means people are passing stool in the same building that you're doing deity worship. Of course we are doing this. But because we chant the holy name, some allowances that because we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts our childlike or crawling attempts at devotional service. Although we are far, far away from Golok Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts our beginning steps in his service, and especially if we chant Hare Krishna. This mantra is so powerful that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was eager to share it with others. And he taught that everyone should take the name, which is just like Amrita. It means just like nectar. Nectar that's called Amrita literally means that which stops birth and death. So everyone should take this nectar of the holy name. And nectar is tasted through the mouth, but the holy name is produced in the mouth and tasted in the ear and in the heart. Now, real kirtan of pure devotees that begins in the heart. It is not simply a matter of a vibration with the tongue. But a devotee, he naturally likes to glorify Krishna. And therefore he does by preaching the holy name of the Lord of Krishna all over the world as far as possible. And when he chants, that kirtan that comes from the heart to the lips, then again enters his ears, and then again enters his heart. And then the feelings for love of Krishna increase more and more. So this kind of chanting, the chanting of pure devotees, that when it's heard by others, that can have a tremendous effect on the whole world. We see that as a result of Srila Prabhupada's chanting. So now all over the world people are chanting Hare Krishna. And by his grace, those who are also chanting Hare Krishna on his instruction, they can also inspire others to chant. So the holy name is Krishna, and Krishna has come to the world in this form to benefit everyone. The holy name is worshipped by various demigods. And the holy name has come into this world, brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the disciplic succession, Prabhupada and then his followers in this succession, they're also distributing this glorious holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an analogy. It's quite poetic. That the holy name, you see, that this song is sung just as the sun is rising. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that just as the sun is rising on the horizon, the holy name should arise within our hearts. And just as the sun dissipates the darkness of night, so the holy name rising in our hearts should dissipate the darkness of ignorance. So that is one analogy, that the holy name is just like the sun which destroys darkness. Another example is that the holy name is just like nectar. Nectar means that which stops death. So nectar, this nectar is to be received through the ears, not through the mouth. But if we take that, we shall become immortal. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says that you please, to all the devotees who sing the song and listen to the song, he asks that you please take the holy name of Krishna. Take the holy name of Krishna into your mouth, into your heart. Drink it through your ear. And this way, this will be very pleasing to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So great personalities like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they're always present in this world, even though it appears they've passed away. They're present always in their instructions. Especially Srila Prabhupada, being empowered by Krishna, has given the instructions of all these Shastras and all the previous Acharyas in very simple form in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. So, along with chanting holy names, you should also study Prabhupada's books to understand the value of chanting holy names. And who is this great personality, Lord Sri Krishna, whose name we are chanting? And having become inspired by the holy name in this way, then naturally you want other people to become inspired. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further says, Jeev Jago, Gaurachanda Vole, Gaurachanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like the... Now the example is given of the sun. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the moon. There are so many nice examples. Just like the moon is very beautiful, so Gaurachanda, the rising moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is also extremely beautiful. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, his beauty eclipsed the beauty of the moon. Superficially, the moon appeared to be eclipsed at that time. The explanation of why that is so is given by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya. Akalanka Gora Chandra Dilodarshan Shakalanka Chandra Ar Ki Prayojan Eta Jini Rahu Kailo Chandra Abraham says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a spotless moon, has given his darshan, has appeared in this world. This spotless moon, that is an analogy compared to the moon which we see in the sky. So, according to Vedic understanding, those spots, they look like a rabbit in the moon. In English we say man in the moon, a man in the moon. What do they say in Croatian? You know what I mean? When you see you see the full moon, there are marks on the moon. Apparently there are marks. How do you say that in Croatian?
I don't think that they have any special.
They don't have any special.
No.
In English, they say the man on the moon. In Sanskrit, they say the rabbit in the moon. Yeah. If you see it, looks like a rabbit. That's why the moon is called Shashanka. In Bhagavad Gita, there's that na Shashanka Rapavaka. There's no moon and no electricity. So Shashanka. Shasha means rabbit and Anka means mark. So anyway, this is all very poetical, but I'm trying to explain. So this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita I just quoted says, Akalanka, this mark, the word is given, this mark on the moon, like a spot or a scar, it's called Kalanka. So Akalanka Gora Chandra Dila Darshan. The Akalanka means no spots. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a moon. It's completely beautiful like the moon, but there is no mark on his body. Therefore, it's called a spotless moon. So, Akalanka Gaurachandra, the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown himself. So, Sakalanka Chandra means the moon with spots, or the ordinary moon. Arki Prayojan. What is the need of that? So Eta Jani Rahu Koilo Chandragrahan. So Rahu, thinking like this, swallowed the moon. In other words, he eclipsed the moon. Eta Deki Hari Bodha. Eta Deki Hari Hari Bole Sarvajaman. Seeing this, all the people, they chanted Hari Hari, because that is the Vedic custom. As soon as the moon is eclipsed, then the people should go in the river Ganga or in the sea during the or any body of water and chant the holy names. Either lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, the people will go during the whole time of the eclipse, they'll stand in the water and chant the names. So anyway, getting back to this other song, not to be too much digressed. Jeev Jago, Gora Chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling out, wake up sleeping souls. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? Of course, Maya is not a witch, but she's deputed to do an unpleasant task. So everyone thinks they're very comfortable in material life. But it's like sleeping on the lap of a witch. The baby is sleeping, thinking, very nice, I'm very comfortable. But the next minute, the witch will bite off his head and eat him for breakfast. So we think we're very comfortable in material life, but we will be smashed again and again and again and again and again. So it seems like everything is all right, but actually we're in a very dangerous position. Nowadays we hear much discussion of impending disasters. We are warned that there will be so many global disturbances. And practically we are seeing there are more and more earthquakes, floods, droughts, etc. There are more and more wars and genocides and so many horrible things. So people are very afraid of the future, what will happen. But even if you are not subject to disturbances caused by earthquake, flood, famine, drought, or genocide, still you have to die. People, they're very much concerned that we should have a peaceful, comfortable existence. But however peaceful or comfortable we may be, we have to die. And what will happen after that, we have no information. If we don't engage in Krishna consciousness, we have a very black future. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, wake up to your real need, which is to understand Krishna. And he refers to the situation of the child within the womb. He says that when you were in the womb, you made a vow that when I get out of this womb, I will worship Krishna. But now you've come out of the womb and you've forgot that vow altogether and you're completely in the womb. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I've come into this world, I've descended from the spiritual world to pick you up and save you. And apart from me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, who is your friend? In other words, you have no other friend. Our real friend is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who bring us the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to wake up from this slumber of Maya. And on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should also be friendly to others, which by distributing the holy name to others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives yet another example, giving the example of Maya as being like a disease. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I brought the medicine for the disease of Maya, which is the holy name of Krishna. Destroys the holy name. The holy name destroys the pernicious effects of Maya. But you have to take the holy name in a certain way to get the proper effect. Just like with medicine, it said you should take 3 times a day, 3 teaspoons, before meals, there are some conditions. So the method for taking the holy name is that one should take one very submissively, giving up false pride. So Bhaktiram Thakur says that I have fallen at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord who has appeared as his holy name. And I myself, Bhaktiram Thakur says, have taken the holy name in great submission. So these are 2 songs that I've sung early in the morning. Prabhupada at one point asked the devotees that they should sing this song, Udilo Haruna, early in the morning, just when the sun is rising. So this song is very nice for remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes, to remember how merciful he is to give the holy name to others, and that we should also, on his order, bring the holy name to others by chanting the holy names, going out in the towns and villages and chanting the holy names. It's the duty of all members of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan movement means we should always be active, doing something to spread holy names. Going out and chanting holy names in public, or distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, that is known as the Brihat Mridanga, the greater Mridanga, because that also has the effect of bringing people to Krishna consciousness. So one way or other we should try to engage in the activities of Sankirtan, that is purifying for ourselves and for others. So Hare Krishna, any question about this?
On the island where I live, people are very eager to accept prasadam, very easily they accept prasadam, but it's very difficult for them to accept Krishna as a sweet name. Why is it so?
Did everyone hear the question? Well, generally we find that prasadam comes first for many people, because they take it as some kind of sense gratification, I suppose. But you will find that if you go on distributing prasadam, that they will also in due course of time accept it. People are very sinful, they won't even take prasadam. But that means they have some pious credits. So go on giving them prasadam, and in due course of time they'll also take more of them. Do they have Prabhupada's books also? That's good. Do what you can to help them. You can't force anyone to be Krishna conscious or chant Hare Krishna. You see, all these, we have so many different preaching programs. Distributing books, going on Harinam, distributing prasadam, performing dramas and festivals, going in schools and preaching. So all these, it all has a cumulative effect. And gradually people will take up Krishna consciousness. After all, we've all been in Maya for many, 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 many lifetimes. And chanting Hare Krishna, that's actually on the liberated platform. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to everybody, but actually it's a very elevated process. So we should have some patience and not expect everyone to take it up immediately. Even Prabhupada was preaching so widely all over the world, but how many people he preached to took up chanting Hare Krishna? Of course many people did, but then many more didn't. So a preacher has to be patient. Have faith in the holy name, and in Krishna consciousness, and in prasadam. These things will have their effect. Maybe not even in this life. Anyone who comes in contact with Krishna consciousness in any way is eternally benefited. Any other question?
Your lectures speaks all about that, but still I would like you to stress it maybe more if necessary, because recently we hear quite often that it's not okay, preaching is okay, but it's not time to preach now. Something has changed, we should become more mature, and we have been frying people without preaching, and we should kind of work more on ourselves and resist from preaching for until we become more mature or something like that. Would you like to comment on this?
Translate into Croatian. And they say they're becoming more mature, but they're watching TV and sleeping till 8 o'clock in the morning and eating chocolate. So what nonsense is it? I don't know. I can immediately guess, though. It's not difficult to guess. So let them be more mature. We'll go on preaching. They'll say we are immature. Let them say whatever they like. Mature or immature, we have to follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Our
heart, and also giving the holy to others, it's very difficult. Or does it just happen automatically if we just go on preaching that automatically in our heart? It requires some intelligence also. But actually one who's advancing Krishna consciousness, he can neither give up preaching, nor can he give up sadhana. Naturally he'll be eager to do both. Actually there is no such thing as balance.
There is no such thing as balance.
Because however much you do sadhana and chant Hare Krishna, you should do more. And however much you preach, you should do more. So either way, it's always inadequate. If we are sincere, then Krishna will know. But if in the name of, actually we really want to help the people, but we're not ready yet, so for the time being we should watch TV, and then later we shall, this is all nonsense. It's simply insincerity, what can I say? If we've made mistakes, we should rectify the mistakes and go on with the mission, not that we give up the mission. I'm also trying to find the balance. I didn't find it yet. I shouldn't come here. I should just sit and write. When am I going to write my books? I don't know. I didn't find the balance. What should I do? I'm also thinking. Preaching can be considered a disturbance to sadhana, because if we preach, then naturally our schedules will become somewhat disturbed. So we should be careful also, not that we become too much. Not doing enough sadhana. From what I understand, that may not be too much of a problem for too many people. So we can risk everything for preaching. At the same time, we should be intelligent. If we're not, you're not hearing and chanting sufficiently and nicely, then how are we going to preach nicely? On the other hand, if we don't try to preach, then we don't get the same mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then our sadhana also goes to hell. Practice by which we become purified. We require to preach for our own purification also. Two things go together. Prachar kare ke ho na kare achar kare ke ho na kare prachar. Achar prachar name kara tui kanch tumi sarva guru tumi jagate arj. This Sanatana Goswami told Haridas Thakur. Some people preach, but they don't follow nicely. And others follow nicely, but they don't preach. You, Sanatana, told Haridas, you do both. Therefore, you are the guru of the whole world and the topmost devotee. So if in the past we have preached, but we haven't behaved nicely, the solution is not simply to behave nicely and not preach, but to do both simultaneously. And that would please Chaitanya. So now we'll have the deity greeting and we'll sing Damodara Shiva.